This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here with Pete Pickerel.
Hi, I'm Pete Pickerel. I'm co-founder and VP of product strategy for a company called Datacle. And what we're really aiming to do is bring release automation for the database up to the level that the application currently enjoys. We're here at Jenkins World because typically we integrate with a build and automation framework that includes Jenkins and various other commercial offerings to build and deploy your applications. We come in and provide the automation for the database as part of that process.
If we think of database management, we tend to think of heavy-duty CMDB, change processes that have to be signed off by 4, 5, 6 people, paranoia that somebody's going to change an underlying data structure. Yet you're talking about DevOps, automated fast changes of databases to match code. Can you give us a view on exactly how that works?
There's a reason no one's done this before. It is a very complex, manual, time-tested process that we're looking to help companies modernize. You mentioned change review boards. You mentioned just sort of the individual DBA sign-off on proposed changes. When you take that into the context of agile monthly, 2 times a month releases, those manual processes don't scale. You can't continue to throw bodies at the problem because what you're going to end up with is junior DBAs reviewing scripts, thinking they know the application that's been built up over 20 years, as well as the senior DBAs who really should be reviewing this thing, and they're going to miss things. And it's going to introduce instability and risk into the data platform, and it really is going to slow the rest of the process down. What we've done in order to help combat that is give the DBAs tools to be everywhere at once. Right now, database changes submitted by application development are tied to DBA availability largely. Really what we've done is we've given them a data model approach that we ingest the SQL scripts or the SQL changes as they are submitted by development, and we're able to look at the state of the database is currently in, look at the content of those changes, and make sure that the changes you make are not only going to succeed, but they are also going to be within the best practices and acceptability of the DBAs. So things like naming conventions, indexing strategies, good and bad practices in all of your database code. Those are the kind of things that we can automatically validate at build time, leaving the DBAs free to really focus in on the tricky changes where needed.
How do you get the DBAs to buy into this? Because if we're talking about small departmental databases, mobile apps, things that to all intents and purposes are inconsequential when it comes to core critical enterprise data, changing a database, throwing up a new database, it's no big issue. But when we start to talk about legacy databases, databases that are absolutely core to the enterprise, DBAs guard these with every tool they've got at their disposal.
The way I like to put it is, a long time ago, to keep the data platform safe, the database was put on an island, a DBA was set there and given a big sword of no to guard it. And that was great. You had to do that in order to keep the data platform performant, in order to keep it providing that value to your customers. But what we're seeing from DBAs now, while that's the world they're comfortable in, having that no, they also see things moving a lot more quickly around them. And they're getting buried in the request for change from the development groups. In the worst cases, they're eyed as being the bottleneck to faster application delivery, faster realization of the value of your company's ideas. When we start working with the DBA team, we explain to them, your problem is with changes coming in from everywhere, you can't be anywhere at once. So let us give you the tools to take that knowledge that's in your head, not only just sort of general best practices of managing, of administering a database, but also all of the quirks and eccentricities of the applications that you support. Let us give you a mechanism to codify those and put them into the same automated build process that the application goes through. So now development is largely self-service. They submit their changes, it goes through the same build process, and if they make a mistake or do something bad, it's going to break the build. So they're going to get that instant feedback instead of having to wait 2 or 3 or 4, or sometimes we've heard 7 days from some of our customers for a DBA to review and approve that change going forward.
Part of the problem, though, for DBA is that you start making significant changes to a database. You're looking at unloading, reloading, reindexing. These things take a significant amount of time. It's why, for development purposes, they've always created secondary copies of databases that people can mess about with on the side that don't impact them. You're talking about a process where we're now making those changes directly against the core databases. How does that work?
just to clarify, we map directly to the development pipelines, the database copies that you're talking about. We work with those, and we move through each environment like the application does. Datacle deploys those database changes. They're discovered and integrated in a continuous integration environment, and then they're deployed using a consistent process to test UAT production. So we are working with a pipeline of databases instead of just directly going to prod every time. Another problem with what you described of making a copy of the database, once you've made that copy and the developers are working on that copy, your production database may change. You may have to tweak an index or do something to take care of a production problem. So now you've got a little bit of drift between your environments. You've got developers developing on an outdated database. You've got changes in production that may cause problems when we go to make those changes during the application release window. What Datacle is meant to do is to flatten out that pipeline, make sure that change is happening consistently through the process. We can support the hotfix process of, oh, we've got to make a change in production right now. Datacle provides sort of the tooling and the capability to recognize what that change is and move it back to development. So development is updated with the next build, and it just continues to move through the process. So really, at a higher level, what we're trying to do is keep all the databases in your pipeline in sync as you're developing so you can promote with confidence, and then also providing that automated validation as it moves through those various steps to make sure that last production deployment is going to be a non-issue.
What spread of releases are you seeing when you look at enterprises? When we talk about core enterprise data, are we talking about a 5-year, 10-year, 15-year spread of database versions?
We've got some folks that are over 10 years. We manage some SQL Server 2005 projects for some of our customers. Most of our customers are probably in the last 5 to 7 years. So there's a lot of Oracle 11, Oracle 12. There's SQL Server 2012 and up. The most of what we see are things that have been released sometime a little less than the last 10 years. But in every account we're in, there is the one legacy application that has that very outdated version of the database that they're just kind of chugging along on, because the cost of upgrading that database or the criticality of that service doesn't really allow them the downtime or the Herculean effort it's going to take to pull that into the future. But on that point, one of our customers was able to pull their upgrade from Oracle 11 to Oracle 12 ahead by a full 12 months because their DBAs were freed up from sort of the manual review of SQL script. The picture that's being painted every time we go into a new customer engagement is that the DBAs are underwater, just given how big everything's gotten and how quickly it's moving around them. If we give them just a little bit of tooling to help them modernize and catch up with the application, they're able to go on to more strategic tasks. They're able to plan for those upgrades, to look into new technologies, sort of the object-oriented databases or blockchain or whatever new and on the horizon that could benefit their company. They're able to invest that time now that they're not reading scripts and running scripts in every single environment in the development pipeline.
How is that then playing out in development? One of the things we started to see in the late 80s, early 90s was developers became DBAs. That's been a continual process ever since. We don't have many environments where we just have pure DBAs anymore. They're expected to do a lot more than just maintain a database. However, when we look into an agile team, we don't tend to see those DBAs from the core enterprise systems actually engaged in those agile teams. And if we're going to have this DevOps type approach to both the back end and the front end, we need to pull them forward. Are you seeing a shift, or those customers of yours who've taken this on board, are they being able to free those DBAs up to bring them forward to speed up even more their delivery?
That's obviously the goal, because DevOps isn't just a tools and technology revolution, it's a people revolution. And for the longest time, going back to the database being set aside and the DBAs being the protector of the databases, in a lot of cases, that relationship between development and DBAs has become adversarial. So then just all of a sudden, plopping those guys on the same team together and saying, figure it out, doesn't always work. A lot of what we do through our initial implementation at a customer site is educate the DBAs on what's going on the application side and what the benefits are of that. Once we've got that DBA buy-in and we've got the initial implementation in place, we bring the developers in and we say, okay, this is going to be a little different, but this is how it's going to make your life better. And you hear the DBAs and the developers go from, no, we can't do it because, to, well, if we did this, that, and the other, we could probably make it work like this. So it really is just educating both sides on the problems that the other side is having, and also just arming the DBAs with the tools and the knowledge they need to fit into this brave new world that's spreading like wildfire. When we first started the company, DevOps was percolating the word. I know that as a practice, it's been around in one form or another for a very long time, but just in the short time since then, then, it's really exploded. And everybody we talk to is DevOps, 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 digital transformation. So it's happened so quickly. And once again, the DBAs were left behind.
So what sort of time savings, what sort of cost savings are you seeing from customers as they start to go through from their first project and they begin to mature with maybe their 7th, 8th, 10th project here?
We've seen significant time savings. We've had things go from 2 hours to 2 minutes because the process has been validated with each deploy to an interstitial environment. So when you go to test, those changes are validated. When you go to UAT, they're validated again. You can forecast to production, which means we look at the state of the database, we look at the changes, we tell you what's going to happen, but we don't do anything. You can do that before your maintenance window. What we're eliminating is all of that sort of 40 people on a conference bridge screaming about, is it the database? Is it the data? We're eliminating all of that by giving you confidence and foresight prior to that deployment. Yeah, they've had 2 days to 2 minutes. One of our customers likes to say they had an SLA of 7 days. They want to get their change process down to 7 minutes, and we're really working on moving that forward.
That's been part of the big holdup, hasn't it, when we look at enterprise systems, ERP systems in particular. We're used to a 6-month change cycle, a year for a lot of companies still today. Many of them would like to get down to this 1 month, 2 week cycle that they see other people doing. They're sort of held up by two things. First is the complexity of code and test, the need to run multiple streams of integration testing with multiple systems. But behind all of that is that change to the database. You were talking just then about being able to do validation at every step down the way. If you're doing that continually, how fast do people cotton on that those old ways of doing it, we can save so much effort with confidence? And confidence is the key here, isn't it? We're removing risk.
Yes, absolutely. And there is, in every implementation, in every customer engagement we have, there is an aha moment where everything kind of falls in place for everybody. Really what people begin to see is, okay, there's two classes of problems that I have. There are the base structural issues that when changes are suggested that I need to take care of. But then there's also the differences between test data and production data. Because as you get closer to that production database, the data changes every time. Being able to go in and test and validate those changes every time in an automated way and getting a clear indication of what problems you're going to have, it really is transformational in how the DBAs we work with have viewed their job. Because right now, they were so intimately involved with the nitty-gritty of each change as it flowed through the system. Now they see, okay, to a certain point, this is going to flow through and catch about 90-95% of the issues that we're going to run into. All I have to worry about are that last 5%, and I can do that quickly. I don't need the full 5 days of that SLA I have with development in order to accomplish that. What development sees is there's a cartoon I love. I can't remember if it's an XKCD or not, but it's developers' code is compiling. So they're having a sword fight with balloons. And a lot of that's gone away because it's just gotten so quick to kind of build. It's all automated. You know, you check in, it kicks off a process, 10, 15 minutes later, it's done. Well, for the longest time, waiting on those database changes was your chance to sword fight with balloons. That was the excuse to kind of goof off. But when they see, oh, these are getting validated right away as part of the same build process that my application goes through, it takes the training wheels off for them. They're like, I'm not going to be hindered by this anymore. I can really move. I can really book. I can start to move quickly. And that's usually when the teams jive, when the devs realize that they're going to be unfettered in their creativity by the database administrators who are protecting the platform, and the database administrators realizing those rote, technical, mind-numbing tasks largely are going away from me. So now all I have to do is really kind of focus in on the stuff where I add the most value and look to the future and how I'm going to help my company modernize.
How do you extrapolate the impact on other applications? If we look at this, the majority of applications are a one-to-one mapping to a data source. If we look at it from a data source perspective, it's very rare we're a one-to-one mapping going forwards into applications. That mapping is incredibly hard for a lot of people to do. In fact, most organizations at the back end have probably lost sight of the complexity of those mappings, hence the reason they're so nervous about change. What are you able to offer them to reduce that stress? Is there a mapping tool in here that shows me what all the relationships of that database are?
There's not a mapping tool that does that. Datacl is much a process as it is a technological solution. So typically, if we're working with a shared services organization where there's a group of DBAs that manage all of the applications, we've got a project structure that takes in specific schema and things like that, organized around what schema are being updated and what target databases are being updated. And then you slice your projects into groupings that make sense, and you move all of those projects at the same time. We also help them establish rigorous pipeline of environments that change goes through. So as change happens, even if those changes get pushed out to the validation environment, when another dependent app builds and tries to access that environment, that's when we're going to uncover those sort of things. So it's more about orchestrating multiple build and release processes and just uncovering those issues much earlier in the process where they're cheaper and easier to fix. So if you update a test environment for one application, but then you run the automation for several other applications that rely on that data source as part of that build process, you're going to quickly uncover, oh, this works for our application, but it broke XYZ application down the hall. So before they come scream at me, I'm going to fix this. Check it in, have it go through the process again, and everything's green.
What sort of integration do you do to schema tools and to various CMDBs?
We start at the SQL script level, essentially. There are a few different ways that you can introduce change into Dataquil. The model that we based the initial core product all these years ago on was sort of the shared services model. So you had either a modeler producing a new model and turning it over to the DBAs for review. They would obviously have to go in and manually tweak the DDL and get it exactly like they want it. And it's at that point that we come in. When you have the script that represents the final state of the changes you want to make, you feed that to Dataquil, and Dataquil pulls it into its data model, and that's when we're able to do all of that great automated validation on top of the changes that we do. The mechanical integration usually comes with source code control. So what we're able to do is have developers or database developers or even DBAs check SQL scripts into source code control, which kick off an automatic Dataquil build. We'll integrate with Jenkins or other build tools out there. They kick off that automatic build. We pull the SQL scripts out of source code control, and the process proceeds from there. Much like with application code, it's triggered by that source code control inner check-in.
If I were going to ask you three things for somebody to think about when they're looking at you and they're looking how they improve the relationship between their DBAs and their DevOps teams, what are they?
I'll start with number three because we've already touched on it, which is get the DBAs in as early in the process as you can. Get them collaborating with the developers as early as you can so that the changes to the application aren't causing changes to the database, that the database is the application. The code in the database is the application. So it's all of those changes are happening now. The first thing to do would be to really educate your database administrators on why things are going faster. They don't always understand the impact to the business that it has. They just know that they have more work to do and they were snowed under to begin with. So really digging into, send your DBAs to a conference like Jenkins World. Send your DBAs to a conference like DevOps Enterprise Summit. Let them walk around and talk to developers and feel their pain. Number two would be to do the reverse. Educate your developers on the pain that the DBAs are going through, that they aren't necessarily being arbitrary, no fun, because that's what we hear a lot. Educate your developers on why the DBAs are taking so long to do that. Maybe they want to prevent a total collapse of the system. Maybe they want to prevent a table in production being locked for 46 hours while you add a column to it. Just really drill into the problems they face every day and what they're tasked with, just the enormity of the task they have, which is keeping that data safe, because really the data is crucial to all of your revenue generating activities today and tomorrow. It's all about cross-education, and then just getting them working together as early in the process as possible.
Pete, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.